Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to use a toilet brush?
No, you're not, Lucy. I love toilet brushes. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to think that cornflakes just taste different these days.
They do, don't they? They're just not the same. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and lauded forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
And Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the ABU podcast, where we indulge in some serious nostalgia for less health and safety obsessed times. All them were the days. The wonderful Mumsnet users talk about their worst wedding experiences.
We also get to hear some brilliant misheard lyrics. Plus, our A-list adjudicator is blogger, vlogger and journalist Molly Forbes.
Now, this thread is likely to invoke a whole host of childhood memories, as one poster asked, what did you do when you were a kid that is considered dangerous now?
Oh, everything. Everything.
I know.
Absolutely everything.
It was an absolute cavalcade of terrifying stories, the kind of thing that would make any parent blanch. Sliding down the stairs in a pillowcase, natch, also sleeping bags. Lots of them about holiday safety. We were left in the holiday apartment alone at a young age while our parents went to the bar. Butlins used to have a listening service and would put the room number up on the board at the bar if a child was crying. So that made it okay, apparently. I remember that absolutely.
Room number 36, your child has been crying for 1 hour now. Now, Lucy and I have had a brilliant time on the Classic Threads board, and we just had to share the gold from this particular gem. Am I being unreasonable to ask, what is the worst behaviour seen at a wedding? Now, the original poster says, here's a couple I've heard of. The groom's mother turns up dressed in her own wedding dress and carrying a bouquet.
Perfectly normal behaviour.
No, how? Another one, during the wedding speeches, the groom's mother gets up and welcomes her daughter-in-law into the family by stating, remember, he will never love you as much as he loves me. It's true though, isn't it?
This is going to be me when my son gets married. There's so many, if that's the mother-in-law ones. I mean, I do worry that this is going to happen. There's one, somebody said,
you are not going to turn up at your daughter or son's wedding in your wedding dress.
Only because I can't get into it. If I could, there's nothing to say I wouldn't.
Brilliant.
My mother-in-law sobbed and howled throughout mine. It was in a registry office, so everyone was sitting close together. Nobody paid me and darling husband any attention. They were too busy looking slack-jawed at her. When we were walking out, my husband hissed, it's not a bloody funeral, you know. She replied, it might as well be. Oh, you've gone from me, wee son. Gone.
Oh, my God. What the heck is wrong with
and
these
then
people?
And then the poster puts, they're not even close.
It's the ABU A-list adjudicator of the week.
And now it's an ABU podcast first, as we welcome this week's A-list adjudicator into the studio.
Oh, yes.
As opposed to on the phone. We've got her right here, and she's a vision. Looking gorgeous.
Yes, here in the flesh is vlogger, blogger and journalist Molly Forbes.
Hello.
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 Molly, ABU, to ask if I'm in labour. Is that reasonable?
Oh, do you know, I think that that is reasonable, because when I was in labour second time around, I didn't really realise I was in labour.
Oh.
My waters went. I was, how graphic can I be on this?
Very, okay, very graphic.
So I hadn't been for a poo for about 10 months, even before I was pregnant. And I went to the toilet and I was, you know, straining to do a poo. And then my waters broke, but I thought I'd just wet myself, but they were continuing to leak out. So I wasn't really sure. So I actually rang the labour ward and said, I think think I'm in labour, but I'm not really sure if I might just be doing a really long wee. So I think that that's a very valid ABU question.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And if you do want to ask if you're in labour on the ABU board, do be that graphic. Yeah. I always like to read those. I always like reading about stuff like that.
Now, we've just got time to share some of the fantastic responses to a question posed by producer Amanda, who asked ABU to ask for lyrical mix-ups.
It's a classic. This has happened to all of us at some point, but this particular one came about after Amanda found her friend thought the first line of Bryan Adams' Summer of 69 was, "I got my first real sex dream." It's not a sex dream. It's I got my first real six string.
Can I just say you've set the bar very high by singing these. Thanks, Lucy.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.